choose the track that interests you, hit play, and let's begin. A3.
City Speaker.
City Speaker.
Ile de la Cité, Ile Saint-Louis. In spite of being in the middle of urban craziness, Ile de la Cité and Ile Saint-Louis have withstood the test of time. These places are true jewels, which have successfully protected their amazing architecture and shaded riverbanks. L'Ile de la Cité is the larger island, the administrative, judiciary, and religious center of Paris, along with its two Gothic cathedrals, Notre-Dame de Paris and the Sainte-Chapelle. The Ile Saint-Louis is the smaller island, Ile de la Cité's younger sibling, if you will. It conveys an atmosphere that is both more provincial and more intimate.
City Speaker.
I'm going to be honest with you. I love taking walks on Ile Saint-Louis. I go there pretty often for coffee or to enjoy a Bertillon ice cream cone with some friends. So maybe I'm being a little biased, but you absolutely must go there. Anyway, there's no chance that you will come to Paris without visiting Notre Dame. Since you're on the Ile de la Cité, make the most of it by taking a small walk on Ile Saint-Louis while soaking up its distinctive atmosphere. A4. Place Dauphine. Place Dauphine is a charming town square in the shape of a triangle and bordered by uniform houses. It was created by Henry IV in honor of the king's son, the Dauphin Louis XIII. Back then, the square was closed off and was busy with bankers and merchants who needed to discreetly settle their debts. What did this town square look like centuries ago? Just imagine that all of the houses were similar to number 14, a two-story brick and white stone house with archways and slated roofs. Today, the square has changed a lot. Now it features a beautiful open space with trees, small restaurants, and art galleries. Place Dauphine is one of the most relaxing places in the city. Between noon and 2 o'clock, you can cross paths with an astonishing mix of locals that include people playing pétanque and employees of the Court of Justice. A5. The Conciergerie. Nicknamed the antechamber to the guillotine, the Conciergerie is as cold as it's mysterious. In the Middle Ages, the Conciergerie was the residence of the French kings. In 1392, it was converted into a prison, and it remained a prison up until the French Revolution. At that time, the cells were arranged to be able to accommodate the maximum number of prisoners. 1,200 captives were crowded together in unhealthy conditions. Only a few would leave the prison alive, while most of the prisoners were beheaded. The most famous prisoner here was Marie Antoinette, the Queen of France under the reign of Louis XVI. At 4:30 in the morning, on October 16, 1793, Marie Antoinette listened to her death sentence in the expiatory chapel. At 12:15, she was decapitated by the blade of the guillotine. The Conciergerie is still very much linked to its revolutionary past. If you decide to visit, don't miss out on the Salle des Gendarmes or the Weaponry Room, the kitchens equipped with four large chimneys, and especially the restored prison cell of Marie Antoinette. A6. Ile Saint-Louis. Ile Saint-Louis, a peaceful and residential area, has preserved the authentic and provincial air of the period of its creation, the 17th century. Back then, there were not just one, but two islands. Ile aux Vaches, literally Cow Island,